the Russians' use of social media platforms. Social media platforms that increasingly the vast majority of us turn to for information, for news, in a way that is very different. If you look, for example, in the realm of political advertising, we've seen a over 700% increase in the use of digital political advertising between 2012 and 2016. The expectation is that may double or triple again in terms of the next election cycle because of the ability to so target voters. I was concerned at first that some of these social media platform companies did not take this threat seriously enough. I believe they are recognizing that threat now. They've provided us with information. We think it's important that the three companies that we've invited, Google, Twitter, and Facebook, will appear in a public hearing so that Americans can again hear both about how we're going to protect, I would argue, three areas. One, making sure that if you see an ad that appears on a social media site, that Americans can know whether the source of that ad was generated by foreign entities. Two, to make sure that if you see a story that is trending and becoming more popular, whether that trending is because a series of Americans are liking that story or liking that particular page, whether that's generated by real individuals or whether that's generated by bots, or in some cases it may be false identity, falsely identified accounts. For example, Facebook has indicated between 30 and 50,000 such accounts were taken down in France because due to Russian interference. And third, just the notion that both of us have been in politics a long time. If you have somebody running an ad for you against you, you ought to be able to go down and take at least a look at that content, the same way that if ads are run for or against you on TV, radio, or newsprint, you can at least get a look at that content.